This is Georgia State University Panthers Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network. Brought to you by the Georgia State University Bookstore, the official bookstore of Georgia State, with locations on the downtown Atlanta campus and Alpharetta, Decatur, and Dunwoody campuses. And by Brad Stromdahl Baseball Camps. Now, the voice of the Panthers, Dave Cohen.
Dialogue. Opening mail. Now playing. Grooving.
Georgia State Baseball back on the radio this afternoon here on 97.5 Glory FM from the ballpark at Panthersville. Georgia State playing with a renewed sense of urgency right now. The Panthers open a three-game weekend series here tonight against the Thundering Herd of Marshall. What it is, it's an opportunity to move back into the Sun Belt top 10 and put themselves in position to qualify for the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. Panthers have been struggling as of late. They've lost eight straight ball games in 13 of their last 15. They were swept last weekend here at Panthersville by Louisiana. Followed that up with a midweek loss on Wednesday night, 9-4 to USC Upstate. Marshall upset number 16 West Virginia on Wednesday, April 30th, and then lost 2 of 3 at Old Dominion last weekend. Pitching matchup here tonight in game one, Bryce Blevins, 13th start of the season. He's 5-5 with an ERA of 5.67, 40 strikeouts in 73 innings. He'll be countered by Georgia State right-hander Brian Crooms. He's 2-1 with an ERA of 3.23, 15 appearances, but making his first start of the season, 35 strikeouts in 30 2/3 innings. Coming up, game one, Georgia State, Marshall, Sun Belt Baseball here on the radio network on 97.5 FM, WGTJ.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl Baseball Camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
On the hill for Georgia State. Again, it's the right-hander, Brian Crooms, a senior out of Metter, Georgia, transferred from East Tennessee State University. Prior to that, South Georgia State College. He's 2-1 with an ERA of 3.23, 15 appearances, but making his first start of the season, 30 2/3 innings throughout the year this year. He's allowed 30 hits, 20 runs, 11 of those earned. He's walked 18 and struck out 35. Defensively for Georgia State tonight, Jesse Donahoe will be over at first. Caleb Freeman, normally at second, saw a little bit of time in right field. Back at second tonight, it's Wills McGinnis moving from first to third, and Austin Sellers getting a start at shortstop. Michael McGinnis out in left field, Cooper Milford in center, and Jay Williams out in right. Colin Hynek is doing the catching tonight, working with Brian Crooms. And Brad Stromdahl, Georgia State's head baseball coach, in his sixth season as the head of the Panthers. Big weekend series for Georgia State. The Panthers have lost eight straight in 13 of their last 15 ball games. They were swept here at Panthersville by the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana last weekend. And then midweek this week, a Wednesday night, a 9-4 loss to South Carolina Upstate. So looking to close out on a winning note here in their final weekend series here at home before closing out the regular season in Boone at Appalachian State. Marshall, on April 30th, upset 16th-ranked West Virginia on the road and then proceeded to lose 2 of 3 at Old Dominion last weekend. So they are looking to hold on to that number 10 spot in the standings right now, which is the final spot into the Sun Belt Conference Baseball Tournament. Only the top 10 of the 14 schools will advance. Georgia State right now 11th. Marshall is 10th. Jackson Halter will lead things off for the Thundering Herd. He's a senior out of Texarkana, Texas, former Raging Cajun at Louisiana, transferring within the Sun Belt Conference. He's played in all 49 games this year, hitting .261 with 2 home runs and 17 RBIs. He's got 46 hits. So Halter, New, and Havrilla Top third of the order here for Marshall. First pitch on the way from Georgia State's Brian Crooms. And it's a fastball that misses on the outside corner, again making his first start of the season. White pants, blue jerseys, blue caps tonight for Georgia State. Road gray with green trim for visiting Marshall. A 1-0 from Crooms. That's hit on the ground towards second. Had the shift on. Scooped up there by Freeman. Makes the throw to Donahoe over at first. And one down here in the top of the first for Marshall. That'll bring up Micah New, junior out of Mechanicsville, Pennsylvania. Transferred in from the University of New Orleans. Played in 48 games this year. Currently hitting 263, sits 7 home runs, has driven in 31. He's got 52 hits on the year. Fouled off on the first base side on the first pitch from Brian Crooms. Again, a junior out of Mechanicsburg, PA. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball just hits the inside lower corner of the strike zone. And Crooms ahead here, 0-2. Right-hander turns, delivers. Just misses the outside lower corner. Went inside, then shifted outside on the third pitch. And the count now 1-2. A 1-2 delivery. Drops that in there for a called third strike. Two down here for Marshall. Top of the first, Brian Crooms. Strikeout number 36 on the year. It'll bring up the sophomore out of Canfield, Ohio, A.J. Havrilla. He's played in 48 games this year. Currently hitting .289 on the season. He's got 5 home runs. 37 RBIs on 46 hits. Right-hander delivers. Inside corner for the strike. Marshall is a ball club hitting .260. They've hit 41 home runs. They've driven in 266 runs on the year. Crooms 0-1 delivery. Couldn't get him to chase. Just missed touching the outside corner. It's 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball belt high inside. Runs it to 2-1. Three balls and a strike here to Havrilla. Again, last week, a fantastic midweek win for the Thundering Herd as they held off 16th-ranked West Virginia. Won that one by a run, 7-6. The 3-1 delivery, and that one is a fastball. Hits him just above the left part of the waist. And so base runner now for the Marshall Thundering Herd. Eddie Leon will step in. Senior from Miami, Florida, playing in his 49th game of the year. He's a .282 hitter. First pitch on the way from Brian Crooms. Delivers a fastball straight on for a strike. 5 home runs so far this year, 25 runs driven in for Leon. He's got 51 hits on the season. The 0-1 pitch fouled off to the back screen. Crooms ahead on the count here, 0-2. right-hander comes set for the 0-2 pitch. Outside and low, 1-2. A one ball, two strike count here to Leon. Two outs, a runner at first. Fastball outside a little high from Crooms. It's two balls, two strikes. Crooms, the 2-2 pitch. Just missed. Thought he had a called third strike right there, and it did look pretty good. Instead, the count full here, 3-2. Another look at that 2-2 pitch. Might have been a little low on the outside corner from that angle. 3-2 delivery. Fastball missed on the outside corner. First walk issue tonight by Crooms. Now walked 19 batters on the season. A one walk, one strikeout so far, along with the hit batsman. And Marshall with two on and two out here in the top of the first. Brings up Tyler Kammerer. Currently hitting .243 on the year. He's out of Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Sophomore transferred from nearby Florence, Darlington Tech. He's got one home run on the season, 25 runs driven in on 42 hits. The 1-0 pitch, a fastball straight on for a strike, evens the count. One pitch from Crooms, keeping an eye on Havrilla down at second. And that's it on the ground towards Freeman. Makes the throw to Donahoe for out number three. So the first out was a ground out to second, and the final out in the inning was a ground out to second. In the meantime, Marshall will leave two. And as we head to the bottom of the first here in Atlanta, Georgia State coming to the plate for the first time. We're scoreless, Georgia State and Marshall. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the first here at the ballpark at Panthersville. Georgia State will be led off by Caleb Freeman, who's back at second base here in tonight's opening game of the series. Freeman will be followed by Jesse Donahoe, the first baseman, and the catcher Colin Hynek. So Freeman, Donahoe, Hynek, 1-2-3. Batting fourth and playing third base, Wills McGinnis. His older brother, the left fielder, Michael McGinnis, will bat fifth. Cooper Milford, the center fielder, hitting sixth. Batting seventh, the DH, Cole Griffith. Right fielder, Jay Williams, will bat eighth. Austin Sellers, a started shortstop, he will bat ninth. Brad Stromdahl, Georgia State's head baseball coach. Bryce Blevins on the hill for Marshall, the left-hander. He's a 5'11 junior out of Louisa, Kentucky. 5-5 on the year with an ERA of 5.67. Tonight making his 13th start. He's walked 22, has struck out 40. 5-11, 195. Again, Friday night starter here for the Thundering Herd. No balls and a strike here to Freeman. Left-hander delivers, and Freeman drives this one just out of the reach of Micah New. It's short into left field, and the Panthers have their leadoff hitter aboard. Freeman delivers hit number 66 on the season with that single to left. Brings up Jesse Donahoe. This year we've seen Jesse at third, second, tonight getting a start at first base. Senior out of Columbus, Georgia, playing in his 51st game tonight. Currently hitting .285, 14 home runs, 40 RBIs on a total of 53 hits. Blevins with a quick throw back over to first. Defensively, Nolan Wilson working behind home plate with Blevins. Havrilla's at first, Kammerer at second. Leon at short, Micah New is at short. Here's the ground ball towards second. They had a little bit of the shift on with Jesse Donahoe, and they turn the double play. And for Marshall, that is double play number 39 on the year. So quickly, two down for the Panthers. 4-6-3 double play. And it brings up the catcher, Colin Hynek, leads Georgia State with 18 home runs, leads the Sun Belt Conference with 18 home runs. It's this one in the air left field. Shading back is Vogelsong. Short leap, makes the catch. And Georgia State retired here in the bottom half of the first. Leadoff single by Caleb Freeman, but a double play off the bat of Donahoe. And Georgia State comes up scoreless here in the bottom half of the first. We head to the second here at the ballpark at Panthersville in Atlanta. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball tonight on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio
Scoreless
Network.
Scoreless here at Panthersville as we head to the top of the second. The 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up for the Thundering Herd of Marshall, Elijah Vogelsong, Ethan Murdoch, and Cam Harthen. Again, Marshall right now arriving in Atlanta. One game above 500, 25-24, 10-14 in Sunbelt Conference play. They have struggled away from their home ballpark. Up in Huntington, 7 wins, 17 losses on the road. And again, as big of a series as this is for Georgia State, talking about the Panthers trying to jump back into the top 10 and secure a spot for Montgomery in a couple weeks, it's just as big for Marshall because they are right now in 10th place, just right behind the Mountaineers of Appalachian State. They need some W's to kind of secure their spot as well. Georgia State needs W's to get into the top 10. Marshall trying to hang in there and remain in the top 10.
Left fielder Elijah Vogelsong.
So Elijah Vogelsong will lead things off. Senior out of Minniford, Ohio. Tonight playing in his 50th game this year. He's hitting .235, 6 home runs, 24 RBIs on 35 hits. First pitch on the way from Crooms. Fastball strike just below the letters. No balls and a strike. Leads the team with 44 base on balls drawn. That ranks him third in the Sun Belt Conference. We know who number one is in the league. That's Georgia State's Caleb Freeman. Pitch on the outside, evens the count at one ball, one strike. A right-hander out of the stretch. Foul tipped that one off the top of the plate. Ricocheted off his leg. A one-ball, two-strike count here to Vogelsong. One-two delivery. Fastball missed just outside. Count even now, two balls, two strikes. Slight breeze here at the ballpark at Panthersville tonight, blowing out to left center. I will tell you there is inclement weather coming in here early on Saturday morning. There's a called third strike on Vogelsong. Second strikeout for Brian Crooms. Now struck out 37 on the season. The DH, Ethan Murdoch, will step in. Here's another look at that last pitch from Crooms. Nice frame there by Colin Hynek. Murdoch out of Swift Current, Saskatchewan, up in Canada. Tonight playing in his 49th game. Looks at a strike on the first pitch from Crooms. Currently hitting 256. Nine home runs, 34 RBIs, 42 total hits on the year. Way outside on the 0-1 delivery. A one ball, one strike. The pitch to Murdoch. Missed on the outside corner, 2-1. Panthers with the shift on, just to the left of second base. Fastball low and outside. Three balls and a strike. Caleb Freeman just to the left of second base. Deep in the hole is Austin Sellers and Wills McGinnis over at third. 3-1 delivery. Strike on the inside corner. Runs the count full. Payoff pitch on the way from Crooms. That one ricocheted off the dirt. Second walk issued tonight by Crooms. So two walks, two strikeouts. He's now walked 20 batters on the season. Cam Harthen, center fielder, will step in. Junior out of Cumberland, Rhode Island. Tonight playing in his 47th game. Harthen hitting 262. He's hit one out of the ballpark this year. He's driven in 32 on 44 hits. Fastball belt high inside for ball one. A 1-0 pitch comes in low, 2-0 the count. One out, one on here for Marshall. 2-0 pitch, going to be a chopper, could be two. Tossed a second for one. Sellers makes that throw to first. And the umpire at first is going to rule that it pulled Donahoe. The throw from Sellers pulled Donahoe's foot off the bag. The runner will be safe at first. Second out of the inning, though. 4-6 on the second out here in the inning. Marshall still with a runner at first. Freeman to Sellers. Sellers' throw a little wide. I'm not sure that it pulled Donahoe's foot off the bag as you look at that replay. Nolan Wilson steps in, the catcher. He's a senior out of Roseville, California. And hits this one on the ground. It's going to be knocked down there by Freeman. The throw, or the toss, I should say, to Sellers running over and covering the bag at second is just in time to retire the lead runner. And as we head now to the bottom of the second here in Atlanta, no score. Marshall and Georgia State. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, got some marquee matchups in Sun Belt Conference action this weekend. Georgia Southern and Texas State, both seeking a bye to the double elimination bracket when we get to the Sun Belt Conference tournament in a couple of weeks in Montgomery. Also, the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns, fresh off their sweep here in Atlanta last weekend. They are on the road at Southern Miss. Southern Miss number 21 in the country this week. That's a clash of champions. And it is Troy and Arkansas State. Troy 14th in the country. Trojans having a great season, still undefeated in weekend series so far this year. Again, three Sun Belt Conference teams ranked in the top 25, Coastal Carolina, Southern Miss, and Troy. Leading things off here for Georgia State. In that number four cleanup spot is Wills McGinnis. Second pitch is going to be a chopper to short. Knocked down by Mike Anew. The throw to first in plenty of time. 6-3 on the putout of Wills McGinnis. One down here in the second for Georgia State. His older brother, Michael McGinnis, the left fielder, will step in. He's a transfer from Samford University over in Birmingham. Tonight playing in his 49th game. Currently hitting .320, 9 home runs this year. He's driven in 43, and he has 64 hits, second most in this Georgia State ball club behind Caleb Freeman. McGinnis takes ball one on the first pitch from Blevins. Second pitch, high and outside, 2-0 the count. Left-hander into the wind. Fouled off in the air, first base side. So two balls and a strike here to Michael McGinnis. Been solid out in left field all season. 2-1 pitch. That's going to be a chopper. The third baseman will field and throw on the run and make a beautiful throw. Nice job there by the Thundering Herd third baseman, Eddie Leone. It's a question whether or not Blevins would try to make a play on it. Would it end up a play for the shortstop, Mike Anew? It turns out Leone is the one that runs in, scoops it up, and makes the throw on the run over to Havrilla over at first. 5-3 on the putout. Two down here in the second for Georgia State for Cooper Milford, the center fielder. Milford looks at a strike on the first pitch from Blevins. Milford, a redshirt freshman from just north of Atlanta, up 400, coming Georgia. He's a .264 hitter with a home run and 9 RBIs. Strike on the second pitch. He's down in the count here, 0-2. tonight, making his 20th start of the season. The 0-2 pitch swung at, missed. Milford down on strikes, nothing going for McGinnis. McGinnis and Milford, no runs, no hits, nobody left. We head to the third here in Atlanta. Georgia State, Marshall, scoreless. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Top of the third here in Atlanta, Georgia State and Marshall scoreless. We've talked about the top three, top 25 ranked teams in the Sun Belt in Coastal Carolina, Southern Miss, and Troy, followed closely by Louisiana. Right here, middle of the pack, and it's tight. Tied for fifth, Texas State and Old Dominion, both right at 500 in conference play, 12 wins, 12 losses. The next three, Georgia Southern, Arkansas State, Appalachian State, tied for seventh at 11-13. Thundering Herd of Marshall Ball Club here this weekend at 10-14. Right now on the outside looking in, Georgia State at 9-15. Seeds 4-6 receive a bye to the double elimination bracket. So again, this weekend, next weekend, sense of urgency baseball around the Sun Belt Conference. Top of the order for the Thundering Herd as we start the third. Jackson Halter will lead things off. Grounded out to Freeman at second in his previous plate appearance. Again, a senior from Texarkana, Texas. First pitch, Crooms low and inside, just above the knees. Currently hitting 260 on the year. He's got 46 hits on the season. Sharply hit. That's going to be a fair ball over the bag at first. Halter will turn at first, make a wide turn, head into second, and they're going to wave him around second. Here's the throw back into third. The ball gets under the glove of Wills McGinnis, but backed up nicely there by Crooms, and it's a leadoff double off the bat of Halter. So Halter picks up hit number 47 on the year. That's his 10th double. Made that wide turn, then turned, saw that ball come back in over his left shoulder towards Wills McGinnis at third. Granted, the ball got underneath his glove, but Crooms was there to back it up. First hit of the ball game for the Thundering Herd. That's going to be a chopper up the middle. Sellers will not be able to make a play on the ball. Try to move over to his left and make a play at first. So as a result, that'll be an E6. And runners at the corners now for Marshall. Mike Anu aboard down at first, reaching on the error. A.J. Havrilla was hit by a pitch back in the first. He'll step in, currently hitting 289 on the year. Nobody out, runners at the corners here for the Herd. First pitch on the way from Crooms. A little high and inside, taken for ball one. Crooms keeping an eye on New over there at first. And there's a line drive out to left. That's going to have enough on it. It'll be caught. Here's the throw to home plate. Hynek had to field that about 10 feet in front of home plate. Coming in to score is Halter. And Marshall has the 1-0 lead. Havrilla will pick up the RBI. So for Havrilla, 38th RBI on the year. 1-0 Marshall. They've got one run on one hit. Still over at first is Micah New. One out here in the third. First pitch on the way to Eddie Leone, who walked back in the first. Still hitting 282 on the season. Quick turn and throw over to first to Chase Crooms. Make that New back over on the throw from Crooms. 12 of 13 in stolen base opportunities for the speedy Micah New. On, 1-0 pitch was a strike. Looked like it was a check swing there from Leone. One ball, one strike. Another turn and throw to first, keeping a check there on Micah New over at first base. One delivery, showing bunt, fastball straight on, it's 1-2. One run on one hit so far here in the third for Marshall. Crooms comes with the 1-2 delivery. Just missed outside. And that'll even things up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two pitch hit high in the air left field. Looking back is Michael McGinnis. That is over the fence in left. And it's a two-run home run off the bat of Eddie Leone. Sixth home run of the season. RBIs 26 and 27 and hit number 52. A three-run third so far for the Thundering Herd with one out. Two-run shot. That looked pretty good coming off the bat of Leone. Tyler Kammerer will step in. Grounded out to second in his only previous plate appearance to end the first. Three runs on two hits for Marshall. Swing and a miss on a slider there. All looked a little off speed there from Crooms. Camera, a 241 hitter. The 0-1 delivery. Swung at it again, and it's 0-2. So Crooms ahead in the count here. No balls and two strikes. Couldn't get him to chase, and it's a 1-2 count. Marshall on the road in the Sun Belt for the second consecutive week. They dropped 2 of 3 at Old Dominion up in Norfolk last weekend. 1-2 pitch way outside. It's 2-2. 2-2 delivery. That one hit in the air right over there behind first base. Jesse Donahoe underneath it makes the catch for out number two. So Kammerer pops out. Last time Elijah Vogelsong stepped in, struck out looking. Vogelsong, a 235 hitter. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Almost a little, looked a little indecisive on that swing there, did Vogelsong. Crooms just missed on the inside corner. It's one ball, one strike. One pitch, just touched the corner. It's 1-2. Crooms working on that sign from Colin Hynek, the 1-2 pitch. Little check swing, and that's going to find its way out to right field. That was kind of an excuse-me swing there by Vogelsong, but nonetheless, Vogelsong picks up his 36th hit of the season. And with two outs, keeps the inning alive here in the third. Third hit of the game for the Thundering Herd. Ethan Murdoch will step in. He walked in the second. Came into the series hitting 256. Crooms, the first pitch, fouled off to the back screen. Murdoch with 9 home runs on the year. The 0-1 pitch, swung at, foul tipped, ricocheted out of the glove of Colin Hynek, and it's quickly 0-2. That two-run home run by Eddie Leon, again his 6th home run. It's the 42nd home run hit by Marshall this season. Crooms ahead in the count here, no balls and 2 strikes. Fouled off over on the first base side. Donahoe will give chase, but it's on the other side of the fence. Still a no ball, 2 strike count. Crooms comes set out of the stretch, the 0-2. That's into the ground to third, scooped up there by McGinnis. Throw across to Donahoe, 5-3 on the putout of Ethan Murdoch. And that'll close the Thundering Herd of Marshall out here in the top half of the third. Productive, though, as it was. 3 runs, 3 hits, highlighted by the Eddie Leon 2-run home run over the fence in left. Marshall now leading Georgia State 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the third here at Atlanta. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
How about this? Some actual good news on the healthcare front, even as costs just keep skyrocketing. So if you're 65 or older, MediShare now offers MediShare 65 Plus. Call them. You can talk to them about this. A lot of people are taking advantage of this now because even if you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are out-of-pocket things, deductibles and copays that just keep going up. And the whole point is to help you by giving you a low, consistent monthly payment that fills in the gaps. In fact, I can tell you how much MediShare 65 Plus is. For example, it's $99 a month up to age 75. It keeps costs under control. That helps with peace of mind. MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around for 30 years, and it's a community of people who help each other. Business owners, retirees, pastors, teachers. People love being part of it. Here's the number you can call now. They are easy to talk to. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State Baseball on
the
Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at Panthersville as Bryce Blevins gets set to pitch to the 7-8-9 hitters for Georgia State. Cole Griffith, Jay Williams, and Austin Sellers. Marshall season recap again, 25-24 coming into Atlanta this weekend, 10-14 in conference play. They've won 7 of their last 10. They've got some notable wins this year. Number 13, Southern Miss. Number 16, West Virginia. And this trip is not their first trip to Atlanta. Back in February, they came into play at Georgia Tech, a 4-game series. Ended up winning 1 and losing 3 against the Yellow Jackets. So they are in Atlanta now for the second time here in the season. Cole Griffith, the DH, out of Sarasota, Florida, 6-1, 2-12. Currently hitting .244. He's hit 3 home runs this year. He's driven in 14. He's got 20 hits on the season. Looks at a strike on the 0-1 pitch. He's down in the count here. No balls, 2 strikes. Here to Blevins. The left-hander into the wind for the 0-2. Swung at, he fouled, tipped it. It goes to the back screen. And a tough task for Nolan Wilson to barehand it. Ball had some spin on it. And down at first is Cole Griffith. Jay Williams will step in. So a DH role against Louisiana for the most part last weekend. Jay Williams currently hitting .261, 2 home runs, 21 RBIs. He's an Atlanta product, transferred back to Georgia State from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. As Blevins makes a quick throw over to first. Nobody out, one on here for the Panthers. There's a bunt third base side, and even though he slipped, lost his footing, Leon able to make that throw over to first. That was the only play, even though it looked like he made a quick glance down at second to see if he had time to make the throw to get the lead runner. That wasn't the case. Nice sack bunt there by Jay Williams. So the Panthers with one out and a runner down at second base in Cole Griffith. Shortstop Austin Sellers will step in. Sellers, a 5'11 freshman from Fayetteville, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. Currently hitting .074 in 18 games. Tonight making his 8th start of the season. He's got 3 RBIs on 2 hits so far in very limited action. Looks at a strike on the 0-1 pitch. He's down here 0-2. The 0-2 from Blevins, and that's a comebacker right to the mound. The throw will be to third. They've got the runner hung up between second and third. Tough base running mistake there by Cole Griffith. That'll be a fielder's choice. That was a comebacker to the mound. Well, that'll be 1-4-5. We're back to 4. Two down for Georgia State here in the inning. Caleb Freeman again, top of the order. 351 with 14 home runs. Had a single his previous plate appearance back in the first. Quick throw to first, gets by the first baseman. And Sellers will motor on down to second. So a two ball, no strike count here on Caleb Freeman. Two-0 pitch from Blevins, low and outside, three balls, no strikes. Freeman is one walk away from the all-time single season record, and there's a strike to run it to 3-1. He's got 53 walks so far this season. He's tied with Rob Lind. One more and the single season record will be his. And there it is right there. Walk number 54 on the season to Caleb Freeman. And he's got the new single season base on balls record for Georgia State. Panthers have got runners at first and second with two outs for Jesse Donahoe. Yep, program leader with 54 walks this year. Boy, Rob Lind set that record back in 2011. First pitch on the way to Donahoe, taken for a strike. Lower outside corner. Marshall has left four base runners so far, and Georgia State has not stranded anyone. The 0-1 pitch, swung at, missed, breaking ball. Runs it to no balls and two strikes. Left-hander Wines delivers, couldn't get him to chase a high fastball. It's a ball and two strikes. Colin Hynek into the on-deck circle. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Into the air, shallow left. Underneath it is Vogelsong. And that is out number 3. Panthers are going to strand base runners at first and second. And as we head to the fourth here in Atlanta, Marshall holding on to a 3-0 lead over Georgia State. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Georgia State Baseball.
We head to the top of the fourth here at the ballpark at Panthersville. The 8-9-1 hitters due up for the Thundering Herd. Cam Harthen will lead things off. Thundering Herd, three runs on three hits, holding on to that three-run lead over Georgia State. Home season recap for Georgia State and Brad Stromdahl. Again, heading into this series, two games under 500 at 24-26. And 9-15 in Sunbelt Conference play. Five games above 500 here at home, 18-13. But the Panthers have lost eight straight ball games. They fell 9-4 to South Carolina Upstate on Wednesday night for their eighth consecutive setback. They started the season at 6-1 as Coach Stromdahl sets that early season goal for 35 wins. They've had some tough losses against some Power Four programs at Georgia. And here against Georgia twice, Georgia Tech once, and at South Carolina. They've got Marshall here tomorrow and Sunday, weather permitting. Cam Harthen will lead things off, grounded out to Caleb Freeman at second, his previous plate appearance. And looks at a first pitch strike from Brian Crooms. For Kroom so far through three hits, three runs, two of those runs earned. He's walked two and struck out two. The 0-1 pitch. Sliced it, foul first base side. And it will run the count to no balls and two strikes. Harthen, a junior from Cumberland, Rhode Island. The 0-2, way outside and high from Crooms. It's a ball and two strikes. One-two pitch on the ground to short. Scooped up Sellers. Throw on to Donahoe at first. One down here in the fourth. Last time we saw the catcher, Nolan Wilson. Closed out the second inning on a 4-6 fielder's choice. Senior out of Roseville, California. Transferred to Marshall from Nevada. It's quite a journey from Reno, Nevada to Huntington, West Virginia. Strike one on the first pitch. He came in as a 216 hitter. Four home runs, 20 RBIs on 29 hits. The 0-1 pitch misses inside, belt high. It's an even count now, one ball, one strike.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
1-1 pitch hit high in the air right behind second base. Will it be Caleb Freeman? And he dropped the ball. It fell right out of his glove. Didn't know if the center fielder Milford might have a better play attacking that ball from straight on as opposed to backtracking as Freeman was forced to do. Right off the lip of his glove. Second error tonight for Georgia State. And Wilson reaching on an E4. Jackson Halter steps in for the third time. Doubled his last time up. Scored the game's first run for the Thundering Herd. First pitch on the way from Crooms. Tries to drop a strike on the outside corner, a little low, 1-0 the count. Grounded out to second, back in the first. He's got that average now at 264, up a couple of percentage points from the start. 1-0 pitch, swung right through it. Throw Three runs, three hits, one error tonight for the Thundering Herd. One pitch. That's going to be a line drive out to right field. Wilson will hold at second. And that's the fourth hit of the ball game now for Marshall. Second hit tonight for Halter. Singles out to right. Halter picks up hit number 48 on the year. Baikonur will step in. Struck out looking in the first. Reached on an error on the shortstop. Sellers in the third. Two on and one out. And that one, did it hit him? Home plate umpire says yes. Second hit batsman for Marshall. And now with one out, the bases are loaded for the Thundering Herd here in the fourth. Time called. Pitching coach for Georgia State, Christian Castori, will make the slow walk from the Panthers' dugout out to the hill. Panthers are going to talk a little strategy here with three on and only one out here in the inning. Coach Castori in his first season as the pitching coach here at Georgia State on the staff of Brad Stromdahl.
First baseman, A.J. Avrilla.
A.J. Avrilla hit by a pitch in the first. Hit the ball hard but lined out to left field while driving in a run in the third. He can add to his RBI total right now. One out, bases loaded. Lead runner is Wilson over at third. Strike on the first pitch to Avrilla. Crooms comes set, the 0-1 pitch. Drops it on the outside corner for a strike. He's ahead in the count here to Avrilla, 0-2. Avrilla digs in. And he'll have to wait a little longer. He'll step out as Kroom steps off the rubber. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball missed up top, and it's 1-2. Wilson at third, Halter at second, New over at first. One-two pitch on the ground to right field. Wilson is going to score from third. They're going to hold Halter over at third. And Marshall now leads it 4-0. RBI single off the bat of A.J. Avrilla. It's a tough run for Georgia State and Crooms because Wilson reached on that error on the dropped fly ball there by Freeman earlier this inning. And that run has now come in to score. Four runs on five hits for Marshall. Stepping in is Eddie Leon. Last time we saw him, two-run home run over the fence and left. Check swing on a breaking ball there from Crooms. Currently hitting 286. He's walked and he's homered. 1-0 pitch, Crooms. Fastball low and outside, 2-0 the count. Halter now with third, New down at second, Avrilla over at first.
The 2-0 pitch. And that's sharply hit foul third base side. Two balls and a strike the count here to Leon. Two-one delivery. Woo! Sails low and outside, and it's a 3-1 count here. No room to put anybody. So Coombs asking for a new baseball. Three balls and a strike here to Leon. Crooms out of the stretch. Fastball hits the corner, runs it full. Big pitch there for Brian Crooms. Needs another one here in this situation with only one out. Payoff pitch. Swung at, missed. Foul tipped it right into the glove of Colin Heidegg. That's a big strikeout there for Brian Crooms, who's now struck out his third Thundering Herd batter. He's got 38 total strikeouts on the season. So now the bases are loaded with two outs, one run across here in the fourth. Tyler Kammerer will step in. Grounded out to second, popped out to first. He's 0 for 2 this evening. And hits this one just over second, and it is going to be caught on the run by the right fielder for Georgia State, Jay Williams. That one looked like it might drop in the middle, but it's caught by Jay Williams, and the bases will be left stranded here by the Thundering Herd of Marshall. They do push one across on the RBI single by A.J. Havrilla. And as we head to the bottom of the fourth, Marshall now leading Georgia State 4-0. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth here at the GSU ballpark, here at the baseball complex. Georgia State down 4-0 here to the Thundering Herd of Marshall. Marshall pushed that fourth run across here in the top of the fourth inning after a three-run third. And they hold on to that 4-0 lead here over the Panthers. For Georgia State, 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up here in the bottom of the fourth. Colin Heinick will lead things off. Looks at a first pitch from Blevins. Misses on the outside corner. It's a ball and no strikes. Heinick currently hitting .230. Again, a Sun Belt and Georgia State leading 18 home runs. Again on the outside corner to run it to 2-0. One at bat tonight. That was a fly ball out to left field back in the first. This one here to left field, and it will drop. Second hit of the ball game for Georgia State. Leadoff single off the bat of Colin Heinick. And for Heinick, that is hit number 36 on the year. Great way for Georgia State to start the bottom of the fourth, down four runs here in a very, very important ball game. Wills McGinnis grounded out to short in the second inning. Second time, and this one here is a line drive. That's going to drop out in left field. Hynek will make the turn. He will wisely head back to second base, held up there by Brad Stromdahl, coaching in the box over at third. So back-to-back singles for Georgia State, both out to left field here off Blevins in the bottom of the fourth. Michael McGinnis, the left fielder, will step in. Michael hitting 318 on the year. Grounded out to third in his only previous plate appearance tonight. That was in the second inning. Hits this one back up the middle. Going to find its way. Panthers going to score their first run. Hynek will round third. He'll come in and score. And it's been single, single, single. Hynek comes in and scores Georgia State's first run of the night. And from Michael McGinnis, that is hit number 65. He drives in run number 44 on the year. It appears that Georgia State's bats have come alive here in the bottom of the fourth. Stepping in now, Cooper Milford, the center fielder for the Panthers. Lead runner is McGinnis. That's Wills McGinnis down at second. Showing bunt, punted foul, third base side there by Milford. Milford tonight making his 20th start of the season. The 0-1 from Blevins drops a strike right into the middle of the zone. It's 0-2. Milford currently hitting 260 on the year. The 0-2 breaks a little early and low, 1-2 the count. One run on four hits, two errors tonight so far for the Panthers. A 1-2 pitch. That's a called third strike. Beautiful location there by Blevins. And Milford couldn't do anything with it. Second strikeout issued tonight by Bryce Blevins. He's now struck out 42 batters on the year. And he got Milford twice. Swinging in the second, looking in the fourth. Cole Griffith struck out and then reached on a wild pitch his last time up. And puts this one on the ground. Another single to left. Coming around is Michael McGinnis. He will make that Wills McGinnis. He will come in and score from second. Michael will hold up at second base. Got to get my McGinnis brothers in order. That's the fourth single tonight for Georgia State. It's now 4-2. Three of them have been to left field. So Griffith will pick up his 21st hit of the season, drives in his 15th run of the year. As Wills McGinnis comes around to score. Jay Williams will hit next out of the number 8 spot. So the Georgia State bats coming alive here in the fourth, now down 4-2. Two runs on five hits for the Panthers. Your regular, Jay Williams. One out, runners at first and second here for Georgia State. Michael McGinnis at second, Cole Griffith down at first. And Blevins will spin and make a throw down to second. I got the shift on. The shortstop, Micah New, took the throw from Blevins. He's playing directly behind second base. Williams puts this one in the air, shallow center. Coming in to make the catch there is Harthen for the second out. So two on and Two outs now for Georgia State. Austin Sellers hitting 071 with three RBIs on the year. Grounding into that fielder's choice in the third. Looks at a strike just below the belt. Touches the inside of that strike zone. He's down in the count 0-1. Blevins out of the stretch, and this one hit on the ground to short. It ricocheted off of the cleat of Michael McGinnis, and he's out. Frustrated with that, although I think it would have been a pretty clean 6-3 putout for the Thundering Herd had it not ricocheted off his foot. We'll take another look. Hard hit ball by Sellers. Michael McGinnis trying to jump out of the way, can't do it, but Georgia State scores two runs on four hits. They leave one, and as we head to the fifth inning here in Atlanta, Marshall 4, Georgia State 2. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
4-2, Marshall leading Georgia State here as we head to the fifth. Elijah Vogelsong will lead things off for the Thundering Herd here as we move to the top of inning number five. Big scoreboard over the fence out in right field here at the ballpark at Panthersville. Series history here for Georgia State and the Thundering Herd of Marshall. Eighth meeting all time. Panthers lead the series 5-2. Herd won the series 2-1 in Huntington last year. Georgia State so far undefeated against Marshall here in Atlanta. Four wins to no losses in a series that dates back to 2017. Vogelsong, Murdoch, and Harthen here in the fifth for the Herd. Brian Kroom so far, four innings pitched. He's allowed five hits, four runs, two of them earned. He's walked two and struck out three. First pitch to Vogelsong. Fastball misses outside. Vogelsong struck out looking in the second. Came back, singled in the third. He's currently at 238 on the year. Right-hander Wines delivers. That's going to be a line drive just to the right of second base out to center field. Vogelsong's second hit of the ball game. That's his second single.
Designated hitter, Ethan Murdoch.
Now got 37 hits on the year. Ethan Murdoch, the DH, walked in the second, grounded out to third in the third. Steps in. Currently hitting 255. He's got nine home runs on the year while driving in 34. It's a one ball, no strike count. Another fastball that misses outside. 2-0. Sharply hit ball just out of the reach of a diving Austin Sellers. Ball will make its way out to left field. Back-to-back singles from Vogelsong and Murdoch here for the Herd to start the fifth. They look like they're trying to get those two runs back that Georgia State scored in the bottom of the fourth. Seventh hit of the ball game now for Marshall. They've got four runs on seven hits. Cam Harthen, a 259 hitter. 0-for-2 in the ball game, is grounded out twice, once to second, once to short. Showing bunt, and I believe that hit him in the right leg, if that's what the home plate umpire rules. And that is what they rule. So that is the third hit batsman tonight for Brian Crooms. And with nobody out, Marshall now has the bases loaded. Harthen at first, Murdoch down at second, Vogelsong is over at third.
Catcher, Nolan Wilson.
Nolan Wilson scored after reaching on an error last inning. And Brad Stromdahl has emerged from the Georgia State dugout. And he makes the slow walk out to the hill. Panthers will have an all-infield conference as they talk a little strategy here with nobody out and the bases loaded. Vogelsong with a single. Murdoch with a single. Harthen hit by a pitch. And he's over at first. And it looks like Brad Stromdahl has made the Panther call to the bullpen. Well, did he or didn't he? It looked like Ross Norman was on his way into the ball game. And then they held up both hands as if to say, hey, hold on a second. Not quite sure they're ready to make a change on the hill. Home plate umpire out there trying to move things along. Coach Stromdahl looking a little frustrated right now as he deals with a little strategy on the hill, whether or not they were planning on making a change at pitcher. And the fact that above and beyond everything else right now, the bases are loaded with nobody out here in the fifth. Again, single hit batsman. Guessing he's not happy about three hit batsmen. So far tonight, again, four innings in the books for Crooms, who is making his first start of the season. He's allowed seven hits, two earned runs. He's walked two and struck out three. But I'm telling you, Ross Norman looked like he was on his way in. As a matter of fact, the umpire at third, who's now right behind home plate, behind the pitcher's mound, was doing the checking of the glove and the hands before he was going to go any further, and they kind of held him up. There's a strike on the first pitch to Wilson. Vogelsong, the lead runner over at third. The 0-1 pitch, fastball low and outside, count even. So Ross Norman, normally a Sunday starter, out getting warmed up in the bullpen. A 1-1 pitch. Dropped in there for a strike. Nice delivery. Nice location there from Crooms. He jumps ahead on the count, 1-2. Norman was your Sunday starter last weekend in the loss to the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana here at the ballpark. One-two pitch. That's in on the ground, just foul, first base side. So one ball, two strike count here to the number nine hitter, Nolan Wilson. Crooms turns, delivers. Again, nice cut, fouled off over in front of the Marshall dugout. Still a ball and two strikes. Crooms out of the stretch. And this one here is going to be a line drive. It is going to be out of the reach of McGinnis. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Vogelsong will score. Coming in to score is Murdoch. And coming in and sliding and scoring safely is Hartham. A bases clearing double off the bat of Nolan Wilson. And Marshall now leads it 7-2. That was just out of the reach of Michael McGinnis out in left field, and that will determine the fate of Brian Crooms here in game one, as he will hand the baseball to Brad Stromdahl, and now it looks like Ross Norman into the ballgame. Big hit off the bat of the catcher and the number nine hitter, Nolan Wilson. Wilson's 30th hit of the season, drives in three. He's now got RBIs 21, 22, and 23. And that'll chase Brian Crooms back to the Georgia State dugout. And Ross Norman, your new pitcher, will give you his numbers on the other side of this timeout. 7-2 Marshall leading Georgia State here in the fifth. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Pitching change for Georgia State. The new pitcher is Ross Norman, who started last Sunday against the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana. He's got 12 starts this year in 13 outings, a record of 4 wins and 7 losses, with an ERA of 7.45. He's pitched 58 innings this year. 72 hits allowed, 51 runs, 48 of those earned runs. He's walked 25 and struck out 60. So Ross Norman on the hill now for Georgia State, replacing Brian Crooms. Facing the top of the order, Jackson Halter. Runner down at second is Nolan Wilson. Check swing, that was a strike on the first pitch from Halter. Halter's got 2 hits after grounding out to second back in the first. He doubled and scored a run in the third, came back with a single in the fourth. The 0-1 pitch. Same pitch, different result. It broke a little more inside. Halter currently at 268. Norman comes set for the 1-1. Again, inside with a fastball, 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 pitch, swung right through it, was a little high, chased the fastball up top, and it's 2-2. Nobody out here in the inning. So far, it's been single, hit by pitch, and a 3-RBI double from Nolan Wilson. 2-2 delivery. Chopped foul, first base side. Norman again, the 2-2 delivery. Swung at, missed. He overpowered him with a fastball on the outside corner. Halter out on strike, swinging. For Ross Norman, strikeout number 61 on the year. So now there's one on and one out for Mike Anew. New so far, struck out in the first, reached on an error in the third, hit by a pitch in the fourth. Hits this one on the ground towards Sellers. The throw to third to get the lead runner, or get Wilson, who for some reason was taken off for third when he didn't have to. He's thrown out trying to take third. 6-5 on the put out.
First baseman, A.J. Averill.
A.J. Havrilla will step in. He was hit by a pitch in the first. Lined out in the third, but drove in a run. Came back with an RBI single in the fourth. He's got 39 RBIs on the year. Havrilla currently hitting .294 on the season. Ball one on the first pitch from Ross Norman. Two down here in the fifth. Three more runs have crossed here for the herd. A 1-0 pitch. Runner goes. Hynek does not make a throw. Stolen base from Mike Anew. That's his 13th stolen base of the season. Now 13 of 14 in stolen base opportunities. So he's in scoring position down at second with a one ball, no strike count here on Havrilla. Norman's 1-0 pitch in the dirt. Nice job by Hynek to keep the ball in front using that chest protector. And it's a two ball, no strike count. Lights have come on here at the ballpark at Panthersville. 2-0 delivery. Straight on. And it's now two balls and a strike. Scoreboard was showing two balls and a strike. Must have been 3-1. They had it wrong out on the board. It's a walk to Havrilla. Eddie Leone with a two-run home run in the third, highlighting his three plate appearances tonight. First and second, and two outs here for the herd. Leone walked in the first, hit the two-run home run in the third, struck out swinging in the fourth. The 1-0 from Norman. That's it on the ground to third, going to be just foul. K count even now. One ball, one strike. Lead runner down at second is Mike Anew. A one ball, one strike count here on Leon. Norman delivers. Hit in the air, foul, first base side. So a 1-2 count here on Leon. He's a senior out of Miami, Florida, tonight playing in his 50th game of the year. The 1-2 delivery from Ross Norman. It's this one high in the air. Going to be shallow left. Looks like it'll be a better play for Michael McGinnis running on. Can't make the catch. Liu will come around and score. And the throw home not in time. Coming around to score is Havrilla. And two more cross for a 5-run fifth inning so far for the Thundering Herd of Marshall. Hit them where they ain't. And that was going to be a tough play for Sellers or McGinnis at short or third. McGinnis running hard in to try to have a better look at the ball. Couldn't get there in time. And two more score as Leon delivers a 2-RBI double. This one hit on the ground to Sellers. The throw across in time off the bat of Tyler Kammerer. And he was the ninth Thundering Herd player to come to the plate. 6-3 on the putout, and that'll close Marshall out here in the top of inning number five. They end up scoring 5 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. 5 runs on 4 hits, no errors. And they leave one as we head now to the bottom of inning number five here in Atlanta. Marshall, a 7-run lead over Georgia State, 9-2. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.